If you have your Bible tonight, you want to look with us, Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23. We're going to begin reading tonight. I'm just going to start at verse 15 for the sake of time. And the Bible says, "You shall count unto you from the morrow, after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheave of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow, after the seventh Sabbath, shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be bacon with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. And ye shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. And they shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord, with their meat offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor unto the Lord. Then ye shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before the Lord with the 2 lambs, and they shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations." I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought: the coming of Pentecost. The coming of Pentecost. Now, we look in the book of Leviticus, and this is all a type of what was going to happen at Pentecost, when the Lord would send the Spirit of God that would come down, amen, and it would begin to do the work that He sent it to do. And He said that what we need to do is have a holy convocation. He begins in verse 1 and 2 and begins to talk about that. He said a calling of an assembly together, a holy assembly, coming together, amen, to get what God has for us. If we could get people just to come together in one mind and one accord to get what God has for us, above this country, our homes, our churches would be better places, when we'd get on fire for God and we'd realize that there's a God of heaven that's wanting to do stuff for us, and He's wanting to do it right now. God don't want us to wait till we die. I don't know why I met so many people fear, "Well, you know what? I'm going to be all right when I get to heaven." I want to say, praise God, yeah, I'm going to be all right when I get to heaven. But praise God, I want to say, Brother Bill, through God's Word, that we can be all right while we're here on earth. We can live and love and have the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart. Amen. Holy Ghost of God to guide us and lead us and show us His way, praise God, every day of our life. But the Bible says here they cause a holy convocation, and they make feasts in certain days unto the Lord. And we see here in verse 16, I read in your hearing, He talks about the coming of Pentecost. He talks about that day when Pentecost will come. Now that word Pentecost literally means 50. Amen. It means 50 days, or in the Greek means 50. It's 7 weeks or 7 Sabbaths, amen, that they would go through. And then they would do what God had told them to do here in His Word. And it amazed me as I was looking at this, as He was talking about these the things that we did and the habitations that we had and the numbers, praise God, and the offerings that was offered. But He says in verse 17, He said, "Ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals, and they shall be of fine flour, and they shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord." Amen. And now we think of anything that's got leaven in it as impure. Amen. But I won't say, praise God, that's what God's telling us here. He said at Pentecost, after coming of the Holy Ghost, He's going to come, praise God, to men, but He's going to come to men and women just like me and you, who are not, praise God, we're not perfect, we're not pure, amen, we're just men and women, praise God, living in this old vile flesh that we live in, and praise God, that's why He said it'd be baked with the leaven, that representing the leaven that's in you and I, that's apt to corrupt us and change us and make us into something, praise God else, but I thank God today that God had a plan, And that plan included the Holy Ghost of God that would move on your heart, and He'd move on my heart. He'd come down to where we, well, glory. He'd come down to us. We couldn't reach up to Him. He'd get a hold of our heart. He'd direct us in a path of righteousness for His name's sake, and He'd lead us therein. And boy, I get to thinking about that. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, praise God, it was a day when God Almighty was geared up, amen, to do the work that He said He would do. Amen. God said He would keep His promise. And guess what? He has. Amen. God said He'd keep His promise, and He has. If we look over in Acts chapter number 1, the Bible says in verse 4, He said, being assembled together with them. They're talking about Jesus. Commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. But wait, now what? Watch this. But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith He, you have heard of me. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus said, hey, listen. He said, I don't want you to leave Jerusalem. I don't want you to depart. Hey, glory to God. He said, I don't want you to go out on your own. I want you to go out by yourself. Praise God. He said, I want you to go to Jerusalem. I want you to stay in Jerusalem. I want you to wait in Jerusalem. And I don't want you to wait there just for nothing. He said, praise God, I want you to wait there for the promise. Amen. Ain't you glad God still got some promises? He said, just hold on, just wait. God has promises. He said, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Amen. So we see them, they're here waiting, and they're waiting not for just any particular thing. They're waiting on the promise of the Father. Amen. Praise God. Don't you know there's a hope in the promise of the Father? Amen. Glory to God. Things are going to happen. He said, you'll be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Amen. The Holy Ghost is going to fall. The Holy Ghost is going to come. And praise God, they were here in the upper room. Bible says they were there in one mind, one accord. Praise God, they was a praying. And I told you, glory to God, they didn't pray down the Holy Ghost of God. They couldn't have if they wanted to, because the Holy Ghost of God had to be sent from God the Father through God the Son. He said, if I go away, I'll send you another comforter. Praise God, that another means one just like me. Praise God, except He'll be able to be here all the time. You'll never have to worry about being alone. You'll never have to worry about being, glory to God, comfortless. Glory to God, there'll be a comforter abiding in you. Amen. Those dark nights when the thunders are rolling and the lightnings are crashing and it seems dismal all around, praise God, God's there. Amen. When sickness comes and you don't know which way to turn and the doctors can't make an informed decision, praise God, God's there. Amen. When you don't even know what to ask for, when you pray, glory to God, the Bible said the Holy Ghost make intercession, amen, before you, between you and God, because God's there. I'm glad tonight, amen, He said He'd send down the promise if we'd just wait on Him. Amen. I'm liking the promise, ain't you? Glory be to God. He came on time. Amen. When the day of Pentecost, when it was time. But He says this in verse 8 of Acts chapter 1. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. He didn't say you could go out and get it. You couldn't get a hold of it yourself, praise God, but He said, ye shall receive power. Amen. When the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. He said, there ain't no use you go out now. There ain't no use you try to do it by yourself. Praise God, just wait on the Holy Ghost of God. Wait till God sends of His Spirit into your heart and life. Praise God. That's why Paul would tell them. In Ephesians, he said, hey, be not drunk with wine, words in excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Amen. That Spirit of God, it'll give you that unction to say those words you need to say and do the actions that you need to act upon. Praise God, when you need to do it. Amen. Praise God, that way you don't ever get ahead of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God there, the Spirit of God's there to move in you, to do that for you, praise God, that you couldn't do by yourself. Now, they could have took off, and I thought about this. If they would have took off out of there and said, hey, let's not worry about that. Let's just go out and get to work. Let's go out and tell everybody about the Lord. Let's go out and tell, praise God. But the Lord said, no, don't do that. He said, tarry you here in Jerusalem until you're filled with the Spirit. Amen. Until you receive the promise. I want to say, listen, youngins, tonight, praise God. God sent us down a promise. And if we don't have it tonight, it's not His fault, praise God. If the Spirit of God's not real, charging your soul, praise God, if your battery ain't charged up for the Lord, you ready to go, it ain't God's fault, because He sent of His Spirit, praise God, into every man that would receive Him, praise God, that we could have that power, amen, from the throne of grace. He said that, that we might receive the power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. Amen. That power didn't come from the upper room. Amen. That power come from the upper chambers of glory. It come from the presence of God Almighty to usward. Amen. While they were there waiting. Amen. While they were there anticipating. Praise God, the Holy Ghost of God fell on them. Amen. The Bible says in Acts chapter number 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, verse 1. In other words, when it was fulfilled, that promise that God had made. Amen. God had made them a promise. That God, that the Holy Spirit of God would fall upon, would fill them, praise God. That they would have that they needed, amen, to pursue the chore, the job, to try to fulfill that God would have them to do, that they might finish well the course He would put them on. Amen. And He told them just to persevere till He come, to stay in the fight. But He said, you can't do it without the Holy Ghost of God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place. Amen. That's what the Bible says we got to be. Philippians, Paul said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. Praise God. That mind that was centered on God, that was focused on God, that was looking for the good things of God, that was desiring the good things of God. I believe when God the Son left the portals of glory, I believe He had it in His heart to get back home. But when He went back home, praise God, it was His heart's desire. He tells us, praise God, that's His heart's desire, that you and I would be with Him where He is. Amen. John 17, He made that high priestly prayer as He crossed that Kidron Valley. Praise God. He was praying for Himself. Amen. He was praying for the disciples. And He was praying for you and I. Amen. That we'd get there, praise God, safe one day. Amen, for God's glory. So we see them, and they said they were all one in one accord in one place. Amen. Praise God. They was looking for a birthing place. Amen. It was out of Pentecost, praise God, that the church was born. Amen. Praise God, the Holy Ghost come. He said, preacher, how do you know it? Because without the Holy Ghost of God, we can do nothing. Amen. We have no power within ourselves. Humanity has no power. We've seen it around us in the cities and the stuff around this country where the chaos and the violence and the wickedness is everywhere. Amen. And we voted to take God out of the school. We voted to take God out of our Congress and the Senate, and voted to take God out of everything that really matters. And what we've ended up with is a godless society. A society of people that don't just wickedness and vileness and those things and are sucking our young people along with them and are taking them on this ride to hell, amen. Taking them to a place that they never should be going, because there ought to be enough Holy Ghost of God in God's people, praise God, that's full of the promise, that's headed for the portals of glory, that's a looking, praise God, to take somebody with them. Amen. I want to take as many home with me as I can. Amen. I don't want to leave nobody behind, praise God. I want them all to be there when I get home, praise God. Amen. Hey, listen, when you get home to your house, come dark 30, praise God, I always liked all my folks to be inside. Amen. I like to take a head count and make sure they is all home. Amen. I believe any good parent does. Amen. They want to make sure everybody's accounted for. Praise God. Yeah, made it through today. Made it back home, praise God. Made it to a place of safety. I want to say they safety in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. But He said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. Amen. They was looking, they was waiting, they was expecting something from God. You know, if we ever come to the place and time, a point in our Christian life that we together, all one mind and one accord, all of us come looking, expecting something from God, praise God. You know what's going to happen? God's going to show up, praise God. He's going to bless us, amen. He's going to come not unexpected, but expected, praise God, because you and I are looking for Him, expecting to come and show up, praise God, and pour out His blessing on us. And we might receive it, praise God, so we can go tell somebody about how good He is. Amen. People getting excited about what the Lord's doing. I'll tell you what, young, if we see what we see happening here, the way God has touched people, sick people and different people, amen, what He's brought us through, praise God, and we know in certain situations it just had to be God. Amen. And that don't stir us up, praise God, on the inside to realize that, hey, amen, there's something real to this. There's something to praise God about. There's something wrong with us. Amen. The Spirit of God ought to be so real in us, praise God, that we can recognize and realize the hand of God. Amen. Praise God. If we can't recognize that, then if the Spirit of God don't show us that, then we're not His. Amen. Ain't that what Paul tells us in the book of Romans? Book of Romans chapter number 8. He said, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. He said, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. That ought to be enough to make you come out of there shouting glory to God. Say, pray, God, I don't belong to the world. I can look the devil between beak and bill. Say, devil, I don't belong to you. Praise God. I belong to Jesus. God is my heavenly Father. Praise God. I'm part of the inheritance. Glory to God. Ain't you glad you're part of the inheritance? Amen. Praise God. He goes back in Romans chapter 8. He said, but in verse 11. Let's just go back to verse 10. He said, but, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify deeds of flesh, you shall live. And praise God, when we live by the guidance and the leadership of the Holy Ghost of God. God saved me by His marvelous grace, and I don't do what I used to do, praise God, because God won't let me. Amen. My want-to's changed. How about you? Amen. My want-to's changed. Hey, there's a whole lot of things I used to want to do, praise God, I don't want to do no more. So I realized, praise the Lord, that that wouldn't be pleasing to my God. You know who does that? That's the Holy Ghost of God that lives in me. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit of God, church, praise the Lord, that shows us and directs us and gives us a focus and gives us a plan because of the promise that we have, that power that we receive, praise God, from the throne of grace to the Holy Ghost of God on the day of Pentecost when God Almighty sent down His Spirit, praise God, commended unto you and I, glory to God. Amen. So we have it living in us. Jesus was gone, carried back into the portals of glory. He made it home, and he prayed, he said, I'll pray to the Father, and He sent the Holy Ghost of God, amen, to come and encamp with us, round about us, praise God, the sweet Spirit of God. It's real tonight, young'uns, it's present, it's moving, praise God, that Holy Spirit that came from heaven. In Acts chapter number 2, in verse number 2, He says this. Now the day of Pentecost had fully come, and they was in one mind and one accord in one place. Amen. That, you know what that tells me? That they were geared up right. If we ever get in one mind and one accord in one place, amen, God will bless us on purpose. God will send Holy Ghost revival again like He has before. I was talking to some fellows today and said they some preachers that's getting together and getting ready to have revival meetings. Amen. Start revival. You say, preacher, how in the world can you start revival during this COVID epidemic, praise God, by just getting together and meeting with God's people in the presence of a holy God. Amen. Realizing that God Almighty wants to bless us, praise God, beyond this COVID-19, glory to God. He wants to bless us and help us. You say, well, preacher, wouldn't it be stupid to put yourself in harm's way? It'd be even more stupid, praise God, not to have a spirit of revival stirring in your soul during a time like this. Well, we know that glory, somebody ought to shout glory to God. Amen. That there's something down in my soul that's going to keep me, that's going to preserve me, that's going to encourage me, praise God, to be an encouragement to somebody else along the way. Amen. I don't know about you, I need it. Amen. I need a stirring revival. Well, I can't bless my heart like Saturday. We went down there to Cable Cove, that singing, glory to God, and the Holy Ghost of God tiptoed through that place. Boy, I tell you, just a good presence of the Lord. This little old preacher needed it. Got me stirred up, praise God, in the spirit of revival. Amen. Seeing this Holy Ghost of God moving on people. Amen. I pray God moving on my people, moving on you, praise God. Seeing God moving, amen. The only way that God can, praise God, with power and great might one more time. Amen. We got in the day and the hour, we think it that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost can't do what they used to do. Where'd that come from? My Bible tells me that God changes not. Amen. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So He's still able to send Holy Ghost revival. We just need to be willing to look for it. Amen. Raise all together, not in one mind, one accord, in one place. And the Bible said, and suddenly, just when you least expect it. Amen. Virginia, when would you expect revival to break out? Amen. Just exactly when you least expect it. When you've been beat down. When you've been trodden on. When it feels like the world's run over you with a steamroller. It seemed like it couldn't get no worse. When the bad news just kept coming. Praise God, all of a sudden, from the throne room of glory, the Holy Ghost of God, He comes down to where you are. And He scoops you up in His arms. And He just loves you up to Him. Praise be to God. And He said, hey, listen, Doug, it's going to be all right. Amen. Glory to God, that'd make a Cobab to shout. Amen. What God's still able to do. Amen. He's still able to reach down beyond our problems. He's still able to reach down beyond our trials. Praise God. And our persecution. Amen. Go and snuggle us up real close. Amen. Stir a fire down in our hearts. Amen. Get so good. Come Sunday, praise God, you say, you know what, Lord? Boy, I just thank you so much for what you've been doing for me. Lord, I thank you so much for what you showed me. Thank you for what you've done for me, God. Thank you for how good you've been to me, Lord. And I just want to go to the house of the Lord today. I want to go worship, Lord. God, I pray, oh God, that you'd send me some firewood. Pray, God, down in my soul. Praise God, so I can kindle up the fire down at the house of God. Amen. When the day of Pentecost come, suddenly, I don't know about you, I'm pretty dense between the ears. I've had a fellow tell me today that your head's heavy, can weigh as much as 25 pounds. Said, pretty dense. He said, you're pretty dense in your head. I didn't know how to take that. Amen. But I'm glad I've got enough sense to know that there's a God of heaven who loves me, praise God, and He comes to where I'm at, and He stirs down in the very bosom of my soul, and He encourages my heart, praise God, with that promise I have of the Holy Ghost of God. And no matter how bad it gets, no matter how off the rail it's a running, praise God, that He's still running well. Amen. My God's still in control. I'm like all you. I've got situations in my life. I've got circumstances, praise God, that's pretty much out of my control. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. But I tell you one thing, it ain't out of His control. Amen. I'm telling you, He's a God of heaven, praise God, that knows every part of my circumstances and knows exactly what I need. And praise God, He's a gearing, somebody shout. He's a gearing up the Holy Ghost of God. He's putting people in some places and some situations, praise God. And the Holy Ghost of God can deal with their heart. And that Holy Ghost care comes from the throne of grace. It comes from the Father of heaven directly to them. Amen. I got a news flash for you. Something's going to happen. Amen. Somebody's going to break somewhere. Whoopee! I wish I had old JR here to holler for me. Praise God. Something's going to give. Glory to God. I was talking to a dear lady the other day and talking about her son. She said, I don't know what to do, but said he's tore all to pieces. Amen. Said he's tore all to pieces. He don't know if he's a going or a coming. He's just fretting and a worried. He said he's just all a mess. But he's just his nerves is shot. He's in a shamble. I said, glory to God, sis. He's lost. Pray. That the Holy Ghost of God move upon his heart. Praise God. And that sudden burst, glory to God, that he can't contain, glory to God. It overwhelm him. Man, when the Holy Ghost of God comes down, it comes down fast and unexpected. When he does that, it's hard to prepare for it. You think about when you was lost. Amen, you was lost. You wasn't looking for God. You wasn't hunting for God. Maybe didn't even know nothing about God. But all of a sudden, some old saint of God, maybe some old preacher come where you was at, preached to your heart and said, praise God, Jesus loves you. Amen. And He come to die for your sins. He come to save you, praise God. You hadn't even thought about that, hadn't crossed your mind. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost of God settled on you, praise God. Brother Kevin showed you was an old sinner. Hey, make glory to God that you was in need of a Savior. And that Jesus Christ was it. Amen. Glory to God. In a moment, of a sudden, the Holy Ghost of God come to where you was at. Pray God, He snatched you up. Just like grabbing you by the hair of the head and got your attention, praise God. Hey, it don't matter how dense, how thick you are, between the ears, He's a Holy Ghost of God that can go past that mess down into the heart, praise God, and save you by His marvelous grace. Amen. The power. Pentecost comes suddenly. Praise God. But the Bible says it did not come suddenly, but there came a sound. Where'd that sound come from? What's those next two words say from?
Heaven.
From what?
Heaven.
From heaven. He said, and suddenly. See, this is what gets old lost sinners. God comes upon them unexpected. Amen. They don't have time to overthink it. They don't have time to meditate on it. They don't have time to reconsider. They don't have time to think about what the consequences might be. They just realize that they're an old sinner and that there's a God of heaven and the Holy Ghost of God is a stirring in their heart. Praise God, pushing and pumping that love of God down into the fibers of their being, down to the very heart, the heart of man, praise God, to the saving of soul. Amen. They get the can't help it, so don't care. Amen. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that an old lost sinner, I'm going to go preach to them a minute. It's hot in here. Ain't it amazing, Brother Rags, how an old lost sinner, I pray God, can go down to the house of God, amen, not even realizing they're lost, and not even realizing they're a sinner, not even realizing they need some help somehow, somewhere. I pray God, but the Holy Ghost of God, it can come to where they're at, I praise God, and arrest their soul, and show them, praise God, that God from heaven has done sent down a bucket load of love down to their hearts, in the fiber of their being, to show them they need to be saved, praise God, by the marvelous grace. The Holy Spirit of God settles down on them. Brother Charles comes right down to where they are. and ain't looking for it, ain't expecting it. It's all of a sudden. Praise God, and there he is. You know what they're doing? They're looking right into the face of God through the Holy Spirit. They're seeing a place and a form, praise God, that they've never seen before. But the amazing thing about it is it doesn't seem unfamiliar. It seems like an old friend. Amen. You think about it. Think about when you got saved, praise God. The Holy Ghost come to you and saved you. Amen. Wrapped you up in the warm embrace of God. You come out of there, praise God, a stepping about that high. And then going back, trying to find your pew, and the tears are running down your face. And there's a comfort and a peace, praise God, that come from heaven that you never thought of before. Amen. Listen to me, church. Sometimes we need to take the old devil and his flesh back to that day. Amen. Sometimes we need to take ourselves back to the day the Holy Ghost of God showed us we're a sinner, and God saved us by His marvelous grace. Amen. Sometimes old devil giving you a fit, you might just take him back there and say, devil, listen to me. Amen. I'm not listening anymore. I remember the day that the Holy Ghost of God showed me a sinner. I was serving you. But I got saved and born again, praise God. Now I'm serving the Lord Jesus Christ. You're no longer my boss. You're no longer my authority. Praise God. I've been, praise God, released from your power. Amen. So get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. Praise God. We're no match for the devil, but I know one it is. Yeah, when we put our faith and trust in Him, the Holy Ghost of God stirring in our hearts, He makes all the difference. The Bible said, and suddenly there came a voice, a sound from heaven. Amen. That power suddenly come from heaven. You know what? If we're going to have a revival, that's what will happen. Amen. One day we'll get right. We'll get one mind, one place, one accord. We'll get one-minded with God. He said, let this mind be in you, which also in Christ. We'll all get to looking at God at the same time. He'll fall on this place. Miss G, we've seen it before. Amen. I'm looking for it again. I'm looking for the Holy Ghost of God to fall into place. I'm looking for a sudden sound from heaven. Praise God. He said, as a rushing, mighty wind. Amen. Amen. Not Gorbachev either. Praise God. Amen. Praise God, not Putin. Amen. Glory to God. It's a mighty rushing wind from heaven. Praise God. He'll come into the place. He'll come into your heart, Lord God. He'll sweep you up and He'll carry you along like a rushing river. Praise God. Amen. Come where you are. A rushing mighty wind. Praise God. Fill the place. You get a real big wind, it's hard to get out of its way, ain't it? Amen. Praise God. It'll go around things, get to where you're at. Amen. Praise God. You'll get in the presence of that. Amen. Can't tell where it's coming from. It's hard to tell how to get away from it. Amen. The Bible said that rushing wind. He said it filled all the house. Now, I think that's pretty amazing that it filled all. It didn't fill just spots of the house. You know why it filled all the house, Brother Junior? Because the whole house is full of people looking for the promise. Amen. I believe every time God filled the house, every time the whole house is filled, it's because God's people was looking for the promise. And God brought the promise to all the people. Bless His own name. That's what happened when Pentecost came. Praise God. The whole house was filled where they were sitting. Amen. The Bible said that God come to them to where they was at and filled the house. Praise God. He filled the place where they was. And they were baptized into one body, the body of Christ. Amen. By the Holy Spirit of God. Bless His holy name. Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12 and verse 13. Well, he tells us here the manifestation of the Spirit. He's talking about the Spirit. He says in verse 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 5, he said, there are different administrations, but the same, talking about spiritual gifts, same Lord. In their adversities of operation, but the same God which worketh all in all. But now watch this, verse 7. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit. You get the picture here? There's not much happens without the Spirit. There's not much accomplished without the Spirit. Amen? Praise the Lord. Said to another, verse 10, the work in miracles, to another prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severely as he will. Verse 12 says, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. Verse 13 says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many, praise God. Now he's talking about that one Spirit, praise God, that God says that we're all baptized and we're all birthed into that one Spirit, the Spirit of God that lives in our heart, praise God. And you can't, no matter where you go, there he is. You can't leave him behind. You can't do that. Now, sometimes we'll take, and I told you before, we'll take him, try to put him in a box in the darkest, deepest corner of our heart. Amen. And try to make it without him. And then we'll open the lid a little bit and let him out for a while if we think we need him. But the Bible says that we're all, if we're children of God, that we're led of the Spirit. Amen. So we're constantly asking the Spirit, constantly allowing the Spirit to work in our heart to show us the way we need to go. Because we can't know the will of God without the Spirit of God. We can't know the way of God without the Spirit of God. So we need that, praise God, because that's where He empowers us. As we read in your hearing, in the beginning, He said, go up there and wait for the promise. He said, then when you've received the promise, praise God, He said, then go out into the world and tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, we have the Spirit that might be witnesses to the Lord in the world which we live. Without the Spirit, we can do nothing. Amen. We might not even try. We might not, no use to even try. But the Lord Jesus Christ, He sent of His Spirit, praise God. Amen. To fill the believers. That through Him, the believers would be empowered to be witnesses for Him in this world. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about that. I've never witnessed nobody. I've never led anybody to Christ. Shame on you. You know where you know how you make that better? Praise God. You ask God to fill you with His Spirit, praise God. So that everywhere you go, you're a witness to the Lord. Without the Spirit of God, you can't witness. We can't witness like we ought to. The Spirit, praise God, He uses us as a witness for Him. He becomes the comforter comes in and He begins to guide us in the path of righteousness. He begins to show us the way. He begins to teach us and instruct us in the way that we need to go. Let me just read that and I'm gonna quit. In John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse 7. Listen to this. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, now watch this, I will send Him unto you. He's talking about the third person of the Trinity. Amen. Glory to God. God, the Holy Spirit. And when He is come, in other words, He is coming. He has come on the day of Pentecost. He said He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on Me. Of righteousness because I go to My Father and ye see Me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come. Now watch this. He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He shall show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore saith I that He shall take of Mine and shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Amen. So what He says, they said, when the Spirit come, when the Holy Ghost come, praise God, He said, go up there in the room and wait for the Spirit. He said, don't leave Jerusalem till you're endowed by the Spirit of God. They come to that room and they waited in one mind, one accord, in one place for the promise to come. And praise God, when the promise came, said it came suddenly as a mighty rushing wind, and it came from heaven. Amen. Praise God. If we're going to see Holy Ghost revival, we're going to have the Spirit of God in our hearts. It's going to come from heaven. We can't conjure it up. We can't pray it up. We can't pray it down. We're going to have to trust, believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and allow the Spirit of God that lives in us. Amen. Praise God. When you get saved, you got all the Spirit that you're ever going to have. But we got to pray for that filling of the Spirit. Just continual fill. You say, preacher, how do I get filled up? Praise God. If you're thirsty, how do you quench your thirst? You start drinking. Water. Amen. You drink till you get filled, till you quench your thirst. Be filled with the Spirit, praise God. You drink. We drink of the water. We drink of the Word. We drink of the Word of God. And it begins to fill us, praise God. And what it does, it fills us till there's no place for the junk. And the fill, it starts pushing the junk out of us. Amen. Till there's no more room for it. And then all that's left is the good Spirit of God that lives in our hearts. Amen. Gives us the comfort, gives us the comforter that abides with us. I love that old song. And the comforter abides with me. Amen. Praise God. He abides with us, abides in us. Praise God. He's there for us. The Holy Spirit makes up the church. He's gathering us up one at a time. One here, one there, a couple here, a couple there. Praise God. And He's bringing us together into one body for Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What happened at Pentecost? Amen. Something was born and birthed, praise God, and it's called the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. You say, preacher, I thought that happened through the blood. The price was paid on Calvary for the blood. Without the blood, there'd be no Pentecost. Without the blood, praise God, there'd be no hope. Amen. But praise God, because of the blood. Amen. God, the Lord, God, the Holy Ghost, praise God, was sent to this earth because Lord Jesus Christ died and He rose again. And He went to the portals of glory and He prayed to the Father He would send Him. Bible says in John chapter 16 and verse 7, they said, I will send Him unto you. Amen. Praise God. If you don't have Him tonight, praise the Lord. Number one, you're probably lost. But you know what? We need enough of the Holy Ghost in us, praise the Lord, that we can accept and believe and trust on Him with every fiber of our being, every situation. Amen. No second guessing, no question it. Just realizing that God Almighty loves us and He's promised that He'd encourage us and help us and keep us. And praise God, that the Comforter abides in us every day of our life.